Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: patchy clouds, a low of 33. Existing home sales in Wisconsin slipped statewide in February, even as prices continue to climb above the rate of inflation, with mixed results reported in southeast Wisconsin, according to the latest report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association. In Racine County, sales increased 13% in February when compared to a year ago, while the median price was up nearly 23%. Sales fell 23% in Kenosha County, while the median price increased nearly 18%. In Milwaukee County, sales fell 2%, with a 6.5% increase in the median price. Looking at the year-to-date, Racine County posted a 21.6% sales increase. Milwaukee County had a 10.4% increase, while sales fell 16% in Kenosha County. Median prices rose 19% in Racine County, 16% in Kenosha County, and 7% in Milwaukee County. A battle pitting big-box retail giants against Wisconsin cities, towns, and villages is headed to the state legislature. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
Republican-backed proposals, written in conjunction with the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, would close the so-called dark store loophole and increase how much the mega retailers pay local communities in property taxes. The retailers have successfully been arguing they're overtaxed and should pay the same rate as a store that is closed and vacant. That would then shift the property tax burden to smaller retail stores and to property owners. State Department of Revenue rules require assessments to be based on the fair market value of a property. The stores have been arguing that the value of the underlying real estate should be determined by looking at comparable building sales, prices that usually fall far below the assessment of an operating store. The proposed bill in Wisconsin is modeled after law in Indiana. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
Kenosha's only permanent homeless shelter still needs to raise a lot of money toward a goal for a new single-site facility, but plans are still in place to move into new quarters by the end of the summer. The 39th Avenue former office building is being turned into a shelter, soup kitchen, and administrative offices. And Shalom Center Director Lynn Bees Carroll says the fundraising is helped a bit by lower numbers for construction costs.
The bids are in, and they're a little under the $1.8 million mark. We'll know better next week, but significant enough that the board treasurer is happy.
Fundraising is continuing for the Shalom Center project, which recently received nearly $6,600 from students and staff at the K-Tech Kenosha Charter School. Kenosha's homeless shelter situation comes as attention recently focused on Racine's Halo shelter, announcing a policy change to accept residents for the low-barrier host shelter, which will close at the end of the month. The Racine Health Department is again receiving money from the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection to conduct a pair of unwanted and outdated prescription medication collections, one in a few weeks and another this fall. City Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersox told the Finance Committee recently there's a non-monetary $1,600 soft match to go with the almost $5,000 from the state.
During these drug collection events, we have volunteers. We have some paid staff that we utilize through the funding and such to work those days. But everyone else, the pharmacists, the individuals who sort the drugs and such, who interact with the vehicles, are all volunteers. So with that, we take the dollar figure that would represent their time, and we use that as the match.
The committee's unanimous recommendation of support goes to the Common Council for what's expected to be a similar unanimous vote of approval. The Blood Center of Wisconsin, which is the exclusive provider of blood to 56 hospitals, got some help last week from a big collection at Kenosha Tremper High School. But there's still a shortage of blood and blood products because of flu season and the snowstorm last week, both which canceled numerous donation appointments. Blood Center officials say they're down to less than a one-day supply of O-negative blood and less than 2 days for most other types. The headquarters is in Milwaukee, but the Kenosha satellite office is at 8064 39th Avenue, and the Racine Area Blood Center location is 1120 Sunny Slope Drive in Mount Pleasant. The phone number to call for an appointment is 877-232-4376. In-person absentee voting already started in a few southeast Wisconsin communities, while today began the process in others, voting ahead of the April 4th election at your municipal clerk's office with a valid photo ID. Racine, Kenosha, Burlington, Caledonia, Pleasant Prairie, Summers, Sturtevant, and Mount Pleasant are just a handful of communities starting in-person absentee voting today through March 31st during normal business hours Monday through Friday. You can still request an absentee ballot by mail, but the deadline is 5 p.m. March 30th. If you have any questions about voting, contact your municipal clerk's office. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.